Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You know that sound. It's the sound of a friend paying you back for yesterday's coffee. Or your Venmo group settling up rent with your roomies. Or even the sound of you paying your dog groomer. So, what's your Venmo?
When the world is draped in darkness, nightmares come alive. Monsters slither around every corner while your heart pounds. This fall at Not Scary Farm, witness sinister shows. Escape horrifying mazes and traverse wicked scare zones now through November 2nd. Tickets are as low as $59.99 at NotScaryFarm.com. Not Scary Farm, where nightmares never end.
If you like weird history, true crime, haunted and paranormal, then pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have a video component to our favorite Ghost Town episodes at youtube.com/Jason Horton. Episodes like The Los Feliz Murder House, The Toxic Lady, The Black Dahlia, Janis Joplin's Hotel Room, The Haunted Roosevelt Hotel, and more. Just go to youtube.com/Jason Horton. That's youtube.com/JasonHorton. And while you're there, please subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you.
As a mom of three, I'm responsible for big decisions impacting my family. Last year, we needed to replace a few appliances. Imagine my surprise when I learned that some places are banning gas stoves. Now, new government auto mandates mean we could pay thousands more for our next vehicle. We need more energy and more choices, not fewer. Learn more at energycitizens.org.
Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's the Friends Without Benefits podcast. My name is Jason Horton, and this is a throwback episode, one I did with Farrah Abraham right before things got interesting with her, I guess is the best way to put it. But I thought it'd be fun to kind of go back and see what her point of view was before she got into all the things that she got into. But you know what? She was really cool. Very nice, super respectful. My sister was a fan of hers from Teen Mom, so she called my sister, which made my sister's day. And as far as what she's doing right now, I've only spoken to her a few times since then. She's doing her thing. So without any further ado, here is that the right word? Is it further ado? Is it further ado? Oh, it is? Okay. Wow, I'm smart. Here is Farrah Abraham.
My experience with Teen Mom is this. I was in Vegas 2 years ago with a bunch of other YouTubers, and instead of going out and doing Vegas stuff, we watched Teen Mom for like 6 hours.
What?
We're like, just one more. It was like a marathon. This is probably like two. Now, I don't know how long the show's been on, but this was about, were you on it 2 years ago?
We've actually been doing it for like 4 years.
So if I do the math correctly, you were on it. So I did watch you on Teen Mom inadvertently.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's my that's my experience, obviously knowing the show.
And what were the comments while you guys were watching those reruns?
This girl that looks like her name would be Farrah is the best one, is the one that's the most awesome and is going to be most successful. It was weird and specific, but that's what we're all saying.
Yeah.
And we were probably drunk.
Cheers.
Yeah, right? That's what you do in Vegas.
Yeah.
So you don't live out here in L.A. and Hollywood.
I don't. I live
in the Midwest.
Back in Nebraska.
Yeah. Have you had a thing where it's just like, you know, having so much success and recognition, like the thoughts of like, should I leave Nebraska? Should I leave that area and come out to, whether it be New York or L.A. or something like that?
I mean, those thoughts are always there. I love to come out to L.A. I love to come out to New York a lot. But I just feel like sometimes where you're from is just always home, and it's where I'm the most creative. So I can be doing a million things and get it all achieved there.
Okay, coming out here might be, because I'm sure people, now that you're out here right now, people are pulling you in a bunch of different directions.
Yeah.
You got to do the stupid podcast on YouTube. but if you can be at home and create, you don't have a ton of those distractions, you can just shut your phone off.
Yes. And yeah. That's what I like. I don't know. I like to be away and just look back at things.
I know. I mean, I've been out here, and I love, I'm from New York, New Jersey, and I love LA, but every, like, 2 months, I need to get out.
Yeah.
I've been traveling a lot. I was just in Austin. I go back to New York,
oh,
and I need...
Oh, my dad's living in Austin right now.
It's a great city.
Keep it weird.
Keep
That's
it weird.
Their motto.
It's not that weird.
It's not even that weird.
It's just, like, kind of like, oh, the shirt's tie-dye, so it's weird. Mm-hmm. But a great city, I can't take that heat. No way.
Yeah. Well, actually, where I'm from, it's kind of different. Like, it's a sticky, muggy heat.
Like Florida-ish, maybe?
Worse than Florida.
Worse than...
Like, Florida's, like, humid, like, wet... Hotness. It's like everything.
Guys, we're going to talk about weather for the next 10 minutes.
I could do it. Yeah. But no, it's just different. But you have all four seasons there, and I don't really like the winter so much.
Right.
So that's one thing I would probably change about it.
I have a question. So reality TV is super popular. I've been somewhat involved in it. I'm not going to say why. So I do understand a lot about it and the processes and stuff like that. So how do you explain, like, so many people who do reality TV and they're like thrust upon millions and millions and millions of people, and you have all the social media and digital stuff. How come very few of them do you think can kind of break past that? They break past their season of like American Idol or The Real World, like where you have like made, you've risen to the top. I mean, I know they say the cream rises to the top.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to?
The cream of the crop.
Yeah.
I think you only rise to the top when you want to do more with your life in that field. And I do want to do more entertainment work and stuff like that. And I do interviews a bit about talking about my future goals, like more books, more shows, all those things. And it just seems to be the right fit. Not everybody, you know, wants to do the same career path. So if they fall off and go do something else, that's what they do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, I guess it's great because if everyone, well, I mean, it would be terrible for somebody like me who's just trying to, if, you know, if everyone reality TV like made it to the top, I mean, it would just kind of dilute the talent pool.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people in talent already, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it, so you wrote, well, you went ahead and wrote a book.
Yes.
That we could.
My Teenage Dream Ended with Sophia and I, and it's actually like a real
book.
You know, and it's,
I
like
can see,
a,
it's a real.
It's a real,
hello, it's a real
story.
Book. Yeah.
And it just goes behind the scenes more than what the show does. So, and it even talks about me filming and how people reacted, and it's more like about the emotion and what's going on in your head going through, like, teen pregnancy, I lost somebody,
right.
Grieving, depression, all those not-so-happy things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was New York's Best Times seller.
Yeah, and I've heard of the New York. I've heard of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard of the New York Times, so
yeah,
being a bestseller is a good thing. Well, I mean, it's great that you kind of take, like, you know, you take your persona and you don't use it just for, like, taking and taking and taking. You like to, you give it back.
Give back.
No, and that's, a lot of, I think that might attribute to being successful, because if you just forever taking, I mean, eventually people are going to be like, there's no balance.
To me, I feel like I barely take anything. Like, in all my new upcoming projects, like, if I'm in it, it's giving something educational or it's giving back in some social effort. Otherwise I don't feel the need to create.
If I would have said, when did you start with, like, when did you first, like, start with Team Mom, whether it's signing the million papers they probably make you sign and disclosures and whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Think about back then.
Okay.
Would if somebody told you, oh, in like 4 or 5 years, you're going to have a New York Times bestseller, what would you have said?
Well, that's what I laugh about because it's so ironic. I was the person who never read. I hated reading, writing.
Yeah.
I would misspell words on purpose. And I'm sure my Twitter people are like, yeah, you misspell stuff all the time.
Yeah, you Twitter people.
but no, I was like, it's crazy. I wrote a book and I'm so young and it did so well. I laugh about it.
I've done a lot. I've written some films like that, and I've always, like, I'm envious in a good way,
mm-hmm.
like that you have your name on a book. Like, it's super inspirational because I feel like it's one of those things where, like, even I, like, you know, being creative and stuff like that, think like, oh, it's not for me to write a book. It's for somebody else to write a book. But
now I encourage, like, now that I've talked to teens
yeah.
and they're like, wow, I read your book and da da da. And if they want to write a book, I'm like, everybody should at least write one book in their lifetime. I feel like even if it doesn't do well, nobody hears about it, whatever, write a book. I think you get so much out of it. Like, writing my book, like, traveling all over and still like writing something and making sure something is complete, it's kind of like a, I don't know, it gives you like a feeling of like you know what you want to do with your life.
Is it like a little bit, kind of you learn a little bit about yourself along the way? Like
yes,
like,
you learn so much about yourself. And I think that's what lots of us need to know who we are.
God. Well, you guys can quote that. Now, I heard this is somebody, I don't know if somebody told me this, and I don't even know if it's true. I didn't bother looking up. Do you have your own, like, spaghetti sauce?
I do.
Okay.
It's not a spaghetti sauce.
Okay.
Correction, it is an all-purpose sauce.
Sauce, okay.
And it is Mom and Me, and it's because of the generations of women in my family passed down from Sicily. It's like an original recipe, and everybody loves it. We, like, sold out of our first batch, so it's, like, crazy. It's in Hy-Vee stores distributed in the Midwest. And you can buy it on my website, too.
Well, I wish I had the sauce now because I can't put this on spaghetti. I can't put this on spaghetti.
Well, put the sauce on the book and eat it.
Hey, I've been that hungry. So you're getting, or you're already in this wonderful, the world we're in right this very second, the people that are watching this, in the world of YouTube.
Yeah.
Not so, you know, because YouTube is a community. It's like a living, breathing thing.
You know that sound. It's the sound of a friend paying you back for yesterday's coffee. Or your Venmo group settling up rent with your roomies. Or even the sound of you paying your dog groomer. So, what's your Venmo?
Behind this wheel, I got it all now. I'm at the top of the world. The design has got me.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
The flow while I'm in a riding incredible thrill. Let's hop and show you how it feels.
The all-new Toyota Camry tiene un no sé qué.
You got five on it? With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you about to eat. Your choice of a tender, juicy McChicken or a hot, cheesy McDouble sandwich and a crispy four-piece McNuggets and a small fries and a small drink for just $5.
Money.
Woo. Five gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
It's not just a place to like watch cat videos. But it is.
I do sometimes.
What are your? Do you have any plans, or is there anything you can talk about involving your YouTube, or is it just something you're looking at, like, really?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be more involved with YouTube because lots of my fans are like, I want to see like hair tutorials or like whatever. You want to know whatever we're up to and doing, like behind the scenes, next shows, stuff like that. So I'm going to develop my channel, but I just basically take a lot of my fan mail and make it a video and answer their questions. So, P.A. Farrah Abraham, that's the channel.
Yeah, so it's youtube.com/...
P.A. Farrah Abraham, personal nice. Assistant, Farrah Abraham.
Ah.
I'm your personal assistant.
That is so... God, I need one of those. Well, I have Tyler back there, but he's tweeting away. Speaking of Twitter and answering some Twitter questions, mm-hmm. You want to answer a couple of Twitter questions?
Of course.
Questions? Now, the interesting thing about these Twitter questions is they're exclusively from my sister, Jen, who... Who you spoke to, and honestly, like, that is like... I've never asked somebody to do that, and it was. If you would have said no, I would have been totally cool. I understand, just being professional. But it was so cool, and you talked to her, and you weren't just like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" Yeah.
I love to interact with her. Yeah. I take phone calls all the time. If somebody's like, "Oh my God, let me call my daughter. Yeah. She wants to talk to you." I do it. That's, I mean, why not? I'm an everyday person.
Yeah.
So
I would have said no. I would have said $5. No, I'm kidding.
$5.
I'll just call. I'll talk to anybody. Well, we'll start with this first one.
You know, the funny thing is, dial a star. I don't know if anybody's heard of it, but you get on there and you can call like celebrities or reality stars or sports players or whoever. I'm on it. People call me.
Well, I'm a nobody, so I'm not on it. But
you
give
can
me time.
Call.
Well, here's the thing: is like I'll always be there, just waiting for that call. I'll be like, please, 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 please. The first question is for my sister, Jennifer Horton Tuthill. Any advice to young moms trying to balance school and motherhood or everything? Anything you have going on?
The easiest thing I can say is organize and delegate. Nice. So you organize, and then you can give other people some work to do. So
oh, I love that.
Stuff done.
I love that. That's what I do with Tyler. Anything that I want to do, he's just he's got nothing to do except wait to make. I'm kidding. He's got plenty to do. I'm just taking him under my wing, but I don't have a wing, so I'm just waiting for him to become popular, and then yeah. he could take care of me. Second question. It's from my sister, Jennifer Horton Tuthill.
Huh.
Hey, Farrah. This is more personal. Oh, she asked, what do you have coming up? We can look forward to, like, anything on the horizon. You talked about Fashion Week in New York.
Yes, I'm going to Fashion Week in New York. But, you know, Fashion Weeks are Fashion Weeks. They come, they go.
Oh, God. Right, guys? Fashion Weeks, they just come and then they go. It's just like, we know that.
But, like, a project that I'm excited for is my first restaurant, FNS, so Farrah and Sophia. So it's going to be awesome, Asian and Italian fusion cuisine.
Where is that located?
I'm starting my first one in Nebraska, okay, then good. One, of course, in LA, New York, and Chicago, like the major cities.
Can I get a discount?
Yeah, you can get a free one.
I can get a free one. Yeah. I also tip
6%. Oh, 6%.
MTV, you know, has a lot of reality shows, and it's, you know, it's really known for that. And it seems like Teen Mom is kind of on the top of, like, it's probably the most popular show they've had. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's because lots of young teens and others are going through a hard time, and they relate to our show, and that's why it's been like a historical, like, what's the word? Why can't I think of the word?
It's a landmark?
Is it a landmark?
When you go like this,
it's not a place. It's a place in time,
right,
when after like 60 years, we decreased teen pregnancies,
yeah,
and it made history. So yeah. I think it's an astounding...
It's great. No.
Astounding achievement.
It's astounding and it's
astounding. Astounding. Farrah's tired.
Yeah. No, that's okay. And I'm just
I'm
gonna,
a mom.
Yeah.
I can't be.
Yeah, exactly. And she looks great. What's your excuse, Internet? No, you all look great too. I don't have an excuse. I just look terrible. I mean, is this something that they would, like, show in schools and stuff like that?
Of course. Actually, lots of teachers tell me, like, they show it to their students and whatnot. I think it brings up the topic of, you know, sex and contraception, mm-hmm, and all those things that if you don't know about, you could be in a bad situation because of. So, yeah.
Well, no, I think that's great because, you know, some reality TV, which is also fine, it's just about, like, how, you know, people living together, or it's like we party and then we get into fights and there's really no lesson to be learned.
We have sex with people and don't care. Like, I don't like watching those shows.
Yeah.
Hence, Jersey Shore.
Okay. Well, that wasn't a hint. You just said exactly what it was. I go to the Jersey Shore, actually, non-ironically, with my family. It's nothing like that.
Really?
No.
I've never been, and I probably didn't go on purpose because of the show. So.
Yeah, I go to very, like, family-based areas like that. Speaking of, I don't know, anything like that, so, you know, being in entertainment and being probably super busy and everyone pulling you in a bunch of different directions, how do you find time, or do you find time for something like a relationship?
Relationships, those are tricky. I haven't found anybody to be true yet, so I date. I mean, I've done everything in dating. You name it. I've
internet
speed dating, internet dating, blind date dating, friends dating, parents hooking me up. Like, I've done it all, and I just think it's just not there.
Yeah. And so, you're like, no, like, you don't have this need of, like, oh, I need to, like...
I feel like I answered so many questions today already, but, like, I feel like I should already be married because of the given situation.
Right.
Like, I am set up enough to be ready for a relationship. So when you're, like, ready for it and you have your life together and it doesn't happen, you're like, what's wrong? So now it's just like, I'll just let it happen if it happens.
Listen, we'll just put your phone number right here. People, guys can just call you whenever they want, or they could text you and...
I don't need it. Oh my God. I don't need texts and calls. I need, like, somebody real.
Yeah. Somebody, well, you know, it's like a thing. If somebody asks you out, this is a little off topic here. I feel like if you really want to ask someone out, you should do it face to face and be old school about it.
Okay. Well, even sometimes people do that. I just feel like people don't know if, like, you're not attracted to somebody, don't ask them out.
Yeah.
It's how you ask them out. You can't just ask anybody out and expect a date. It's just awkward when people are, like, asking me to marry them through emails and stuff. Like, that's so weird.
What if the subject is, I love you? Does that make it more personal?
Subjects and
what if it's on LinkedIn? What if they ask you on
LinkedIn? I've had crazy ones on LinkedIn.
Ugh.
I don't know. Experiences with people who like me, I don't know.
Well, it's weird. I mean, especially if, you know, out here in LA.
You don't like them back, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that happens. But, I mean, I think we do so much on the internet. I mean, dating through the internet, I don't know.
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
So what there's this new dating mobile app. It's called Scout. Yeah, it sounds like a modeling app or something, but it's Scout. And so when you're miles away from somebody, they'll show the miles and then whatever. So you can hang out and get together. all right, so I get like 20 of them, and half of them know me from Teen Mom. So they're like, is this a real profile? Is this a fake profile? So instead of talking about like getting to know them, you have to like prove yourself if you're real or not.
Yeah.
So I don't respond anymore.
It's understandable, but also it's got to be like, hey, listen, you don't need to deal with that. It's like, I am who I am.
I don't need to prove to you if I'm real or not.
Yeah. Are you who you are?
Am I who I am?
You know, honestly, you could have come in. I mean, you do look like you. I mean, obviously, which is great. Which is, on a date, especially on an internet date, it's like, oh, you look like your picture. So far, so good. But
yeah.
You do look like the picture.
Have you
seen
done blind dating and stuff where it's like internet stuff and then you meet them and they look completely different?
Absolutely.
I've done so much of that and it's like, I thought guys were supposed to be taller and then they were shorter and...
Yeah, no, I mean, one girl said she was a 10 and she was only a 9.5. So
oh,
I told
gosh.
Her to hit the bricks.
Sound good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll do that. If you could, I'm going to go right for another question. If you could go, let's go back 5 years before you know, Teen Mom. What would you tell yourself then before you started that show and went down that road? Like, if you knew what you knew now, like, what would you have done different or something like that?
I mean, the only way of me not going down the road I did, which was... getting pregnant would be to avoid having sex, so I would not have.
Oh, so after that, let's go after.
Oh, it's okay. I have sex.
No. It's totally okay. You can do whatever you want. It's just like,
do whatever you
you're
want.
You're about to start you're about to start the show Teen Mom, because I'm sure it was probably like, you know.
Well, first it was 16 and pregnant.
Yes, 16 and pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes, it went that into that. Okay, what would you have told yourself? if you would have been like, hey, you know, especially dealing with like Hollywood and being on reality TV and stuff like that, would you have done anything differently?
No, I'm happy when I yelled at my mom when I had fights and every other thing.
I heard you talking to your mom.
Yeah,
but
I
you
talked
were,
to her.
Yeah, but she was. Yeah, I mean, you were not yelling at her. You sounded. It was really nice.
Yeah, he's strict. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta train him.
What? Well, you know, mothers. That's what mothers are for.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
To beat up in love.
Yeah. Do people like, oh, you're like your brother? I don't know. People say that?
I mean, I'm guessing they probably say that. I don't know.
Yeah. Am I asking the hard-hitting questions?
No.
All right. Well, that was Farrah Abraham. If you haven't subscribed and rated and commented on iTunes, that would be great. We're also on Spotify and Stitcher. And if you want to say hello to me on Twitter, it's Jason_Horton. And if you want to email the show and maybe read one of your emails on air, it's fwbpod@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you every single Monday. Bye.
You know that sound. It's the sound of a friend paying you back for yesterday's coffee. Or your Venmo group settling up rent with your roomies. Or even the sound of you paying your dog groomer. So, what's your Venmo?
Nightmares come alive at Not Scary Farm. Witness sinister shows, escape horrifying mazes, and traverse wicked scare zones now through November 2nd. Tickets are as low as $59.99 at NotScaryFarm.com. Not Scary Farm, where nightmares never end.